My name is Garland Robinson. You know, when we think about Bible topics, you think about cultural or social issues that are in the world, we need to understand that here in America, there are thousands of people that are being slaughtered every day. That isn't happening just in a foreign country. I'm talking about right here in America. We know about wars and rumors of wars. We know about great terrorist acts that are being committed all around the world, and people are losing their lives, and that's tragic. That's terrible. We certainly need to pray and in every way for all of those who are involved in such things as that. But even right here at home, right here in America, thousands of people are being slaughtered every day. People often pray for God to bless America. But then the question needs to be asked, why should He? Why should He when we kill more than 1.5 million little babies every year by means of legalized abortion? Can you imagine that? You know, if it were criminals that had committed crimes worthy of death that were being put to death, then that would be one thing. But these are innocent human lives. Little babies have committed no crime, have done no ill or wrong to anyone, and surely we ought to understand why would we kill them? On January the 22nd in 1973, the United States Supreme Court, 9 men dressed in black robes, issued a decree that could prove eternally destructive for our country and the entire world. On that day, the court ruled that during the first 3 months of pregnancy, a decision could be made solely by the mother and her doctor. The second 3 months, the state can regulate the abortion procedure to protect the mother's health, for example, they say. During the third 3 months, when the baby is alive and kicking, the state can regulate or even prohibit abortion, except when it's necessary for the mother's mental or physical health. So says a U.S. News and World Report that had come out a number of years ago. Through the loophole of the mother's mental or physical health, babies are now being legally aborted through the 9th month of pregnancy. The so-called partial birth abortion is reaping great havoc upon society and the world today. That is, when a baby is deliberately delivered feet first, all except the head, and then a pair of scissors is jammed in the back of the skull. It creates a hole into which they will insert a tube and then suck the brains out while the baby is still alive. Can you imagine such a horrendous or cruel act that would be brought upon anyone? And yet, that's going on in America every day. Perhaps the most gruesome practice came from the business of legalized murder. That is human extermination on these little babies aborted alive. Human babies have been kept alive even in laboratories where scientists have subjected them to medical experiences, and it always ends in death. Now, people, you can turn your head away from murder if you want to. But the very land itself cries out for someone to do something. The Lord's people must work and pray to protect the sanctity of life, to protect the unborn, those that cannot help themselves. We need now to ask a number of questions and then answer them on this vital subject of abortion. Question number one, is that which is growing in the mother's womb alive? Well, of course it's alive. Notice I mentioned the word growing. That little baby in a mother's womb is growing. It is alive. There's never been an existent thing on this planet that was dead and still grow. So that which is growing in the mother's womb is alive. Nothing that grows is dead. So obviously the baby is alive. Well, is that little baby innocent? or guilty of some wrongdoing? Well, certainly it's innocent. It has not had the opportunity to do wrong. It knows no wrong, and so it's innocent. Well, is it right to take innocent life? Most of society would say, well, no, that's not right of someone who is innocent, but yet we sanction the slaughter, the murder, the torture of 1.5 million little babies in this country every year. Now notice another question. When did this growing baby in the mother's womb become alive? At what point in time? Well, it was certainly when the egg and the sperm united. Can that which was produced by two living human beings be dead? Never is anything which is alive been brought into existence from something that was dead. On the other hand, it's also true that two living beings cannot produce that which is non-living. Now notice, before the egg and the sperm united, the tiny baby wasn't alive because it didn't exist. There was no tiny baby before the egg and the sperm united. After that took place, then that fertilized embryo that we know of as a babe was a total separate life from either the mother or the father. It was connected, it needed sustenance from the mother, but it was a totally separate life altogether. Now here's where most people who still believe in abortion have misunderstood a very important point. And we mention this kindly, yet firmly. When you can see that innocent human beings are being murdered instead of a blob of tissue, doesn't that cause you to look at things differently? Certainly it does, because this is a human life. Now let's look at another question. Does abortion kill that innocent human life? Well, of course, the answer is yes. That's the whole purpose of abortion. In many situations, it is kill the baby so mama can still do what she wants to and not be bothered with the inconvenience of motherhood. That's really the bottom line so often. Now, is murder wrong? Well, of course it is, because man is made in God's image, according to Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. And when one destroys human life, he destroys God's creation, that which was created in the image of God. So what does the Bible say about abortion? First of all, we need to look at the fact that life is a gift from God. In Acts 17, verse 25, we read that God giveth to all life and breath and all things. As the creator and sustainer of life, God alone has the right to say who is to be killed and who should live. Genesis chapter 15, verses 15 to 19 make that clear. Only human life is made in the image of God. Genesis 1 and verse 26. And so that elevates human life to a plane above all other forms of earthly life. Man from the earliest of times has been forbidden the right to kill his fellow man, his fellow human beings, because individuals are made in the image of God and we all share in that. The penalty for thus killing an innocent human life was death. Those who have committed crimes worthy of death, God does not refuse for them to be put to death. But for innocent human beings to be slaughtered or put to death, then certainly God condemns. Now let's notice some thoughts about what Jesus said about it. You know, the time in which Jesus lived in the first century had very little respect for human life. We're told that upwards of 60 million people lived in slavery in the Roman Empire. and multitudes of people would flock to the gladiatorial games to watch men fight each other to the very death, and they did so for mere entertainment. Abortion was widespread because they had no respect for human life. Yet in the midst of all of that, Jesus taught the sacredness of life. He taught that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God gave the best of heaven in order to redeem sinful man. Jesus loved little children and rebuked those who tried to turn them away from Him. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 14. Surely we all can agree that Jesus would condemn legalized murder. The Bible doesn't make any difference between your importance to God before you're born or after you're born. In Jeremiah 1 and verse 5, God said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee." When John the Baptist, yet unborn, heard the news of Jesus coming into the world, he leaped in his mother's womb, Luke 1 and verse 41. Friend, do you know what the Bible teaches on the subject? There is no more moral wrong in killing a child after it is born than there is in killing a child before it is born. But yet people will do so, doctors, nurses, medical professionals, willing mothers put to death multiplied millions of little babies and children every year. They're sacrificed on the altar of greed and selfishness. The deliberate taking of human life, friend, is sinful, whether the person be 2 months old, outside the womb, or inside the womb. It doesn't matter what the age, God hates those who take innocent life. Your speaker has been Garland Robinson.